Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why, and why not? Because we can. Good morning, good morning, good morning, America. Come on in. Yes, baby. It's Feel Good Friday. Okay, listen, it's Feel Good Friday, okay? And you supposed to do whatever makes you feel good today. Now, hear me now. If you up listening to your crazy bipolar ass girl this morning, your girl the why and why not? Because we can't. Listen, God is good when? All the time, that's right. Listen, when in doubt, pray it out. Listen, it's power in prayer. You understand me? Today is Feel Good Friday. And your girl, the why and why not? Because she can. Felt like hitting a verse in two. You know? Good morning, good morning. Yes, good morning, America. How to do? It is another beautiful day out here in the seas. It's 76 degrees out here today. They are saying we're going to reach up into the triple digits this Labor Day weekend. So listen, if you want to wear your white, I suggest you get that out the way, because you know they be trying to say you can't wear white after Labor Day and all that shit that there. So you might as well get your white red. You might as well get your white red. Okay, why don't you just start today? Since it's Feel Good Friday, whatever makes you feel good today, you get that done. Okay, because your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't. I got to go wash, y'all. Yes, I done let them clothes sit in that bathroom. Okay, for 2 days too long. I was supposed to wash on Monday, y'all. And then I got sidetracked with other shit. You know they kill me. Listen here. They kill me, my people on my people on my Facebook page. I love them to death. Cause they will send your girl some information. Cause they know, okay, that my bipolar ass normally has shit wrong or backwards. So they done went on and sent me a few little messages for me to get on out today. Now listen. Number one is, I would like to stress the importance of voting. Stress the importance of voting. It's power in numbers. We need to show up and show out, America. We need to vote the evil one. Listen, we're going to pick the lesser of two evils. We're going to pick the lesser of two evils. Okay? All right? All right? All right? We know both of them like little children, allegedly. We know this word is on the street. Okay? Stop it. So y'all didn't see Homeboy on Dateline. Wait. What was it on? How to catch a predator? To catch a predator? Huh? NBC? Was I the only one watching that? All right, allegedly. Okay, we're gonna put it on out there. We gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta put somebody in there who act like they care, who at least wanna make America better. You know, getting people back their business and everything. Now, listen, if he don't do right, we got 4 years. We can vote his ass right out, too. All right? You don't make it right, JB, your ass is out in 4 years. Simple as that. We're going to try to look over your pedophile ways. I guess we are. Allegedly, I guess we are, because we're voting for the man. But here's the thing. We really don't have no other choice. Y'all didn't put nobody else up there. We didn't pick nobody else. So this is what we are left with. See, now we got to vote and pick our candidates ourselves. Or they'll pick for us and look what we left with. Look what we left with. Now look at California. Listen here, some beautiful man, a king, a little young king told me. I got to answer his question soon as I get off the line with y'all, because I have the perfect answer for his question. He said, Miss Y, I live in Africa. I want to come to America. I said, listen here, young king, because you know, first and foremost, your girl, the why and why not? Because she can't. It's never a hater. You understand me? I'm more of a motivator. So what I told that young king was, I'm going to tell them that as soon as I get off with y'all, because I ain't answered this question yet, because, you know, I was at work. You know, I'm grinding, you know, till I can get up there with y'all. This is what we doing. Understand me, okay? Whatever. Pays the bills. Listen, I have no problem with doing what I need to do to make that dollar by any means necessary. I am a single mother. So you got to do what you need to do to bring that change up in here. Now listen, this is what I'm going to tell that young king, all right? I'm going to say, listen here, young king. You can do anything you put your mind to. Make you a plan. Stay on the plan. Stay motivated. Stick to what you want to do. And you will make it out of Africa into America. But be careful when you get here. You see what I'm saying? Because people of the brown skin, you know I love my brown skin. It's not safe for us out here. Understand me. Okay? All right? That's why I always pray. Every day I always pray. Because when in doubt, baby, your girl the wife, she prays it out. Understand? Uh-huh. And I'm not ashamed to say it. No, ma'am. I am not. Understand me. Okay, I'm going to tell him to keep the faith. Keep his head strong. Keep it on a plan. And don't let nobody kill your spirits. All right? Pray every day. And you will make it out of there. And you will get your family out of there too. All you got to do is stay motivated and stay focused. You can do whatever you want to do. Understand me. Now, if this young man want to work his ass off to get out of Africa, he can get out of Africa. You can do whatever you want to do. That's how I feel about it. Keep your mind to it. You see what I'm saying? Keep your head strong. Don't let nobody divert you off your plan. See, that's what I'm going to tell him. See, because that's what I'm doing. Don't make nobody else's problems your problem. You stick to what you want to do, and you will get out of there. But once you come over here, you got to be careful, because I said it once and I'm going to say it again. You know they don't like our brown skin. So you got to be careful when you come to America. Because some parts of America is not good for people of color. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I got to say it. I want him to work hard to get out of wherever he want to get out of. But I'm also going to tell the truth. Know what you are facing before you get here. You understand me? It's Feel Good Friday, y'all. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do to make y'all feel good. Listen, any birthdays out there today? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Now, listen here. Don't be hating on me because I'm screaming. Y'all know I be doing it, okay? I be trying. It's y'all birthday. I'm trying to celebrate with y'all, baby, and have a little fun while we doing it. Listen, any anniversaries? It's our anniversary. Oh, yeah. It's our anniversary. Uh-huh. Listen, in the words of my favorite uncle, Johnny Taylor, it's cheaper to keep. Hear me? It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her. Because if you come out here, I'm going to end that song real fast with a message. Because you take your ass out of that home where that woman is loving your dirty drawers and only you. You're going to come out here and get the city girl. Real eyes, man, yeah, my fuck about that nigga. And you ain't going to understand that. You that nigga she don't give a fuck about. And it's going to be hard for you out here. It's going to be hard for a while. Until you find your cellmate. You're going to find her, but it's going to take you a minute. Okay, yeah, it's going to take you a minute. So love your baby. Love the one you got at home that takes care of you right now. The motherfucker you rolling over to that with that banaka breath, but that pretty ass real hair. Love her and keep her. Baby, because when you come out in them streets and you think it's the grass is green on the other side, it is not. It's not. The bitch bought some grass. That's why hers look greener. Yours was really real. Understand me. Uh-huh. So stay your ass at home with the woman that loves you and that's been loving you for years. Y'all know I scream about that two-pan hound. All right, I scream about it because I know both sides. I know with him in and with him out. And with him out is harder. You understand, mate? I'm just saying. You know, I'm just giving y'all a little bit of that there. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of that there. A little advice. A little advice to be nice. You know what I'm saying? On this feel good Friday. Yes, baby, I feel good. So I'm going to go look at CNN and see if they took Mr. Blake's out of those. Forgive me if I'm saying this name wrong. But Mr. B, we're going to say Mr. B because I don't want to get anybody's name wrong and they be disrespectful. And Lord knows I do not want to disrespect any issue that I talk about. I have nothing but the utmost respect for anybody, any news I bring, you know, to my listeners and stuff. I want to know that they get Mr. B out of them handcuffs, them feet cuffs with their dirty asses. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. Really, I don't want to know nothing. Listen, I got shit in the back of my trunk. And if y'all know me, I drive a truck and shit slangs everywhere. Right, there it is right there. So please forget to know us. I'm going to move this shit out my car today. And take her to the car wash. Her name Red. But anyway, I need to follow up on that. We need to follow up on that. Come on, black people. When shit is ridiculous and don't make sense like that, that shit don't make sense. Y'all should have been on that. Somebody should have been on that. He got to come out. Then what y'all charging him for then? What you charging them for? I bet you that little fucker that shot people in the street in Wisconsin ain't got no motherfucking handcuffs on. I'm going to go on and say it and shame the devil. Because I know plenty of y'all want to say the same motherfucking thing I'm saying. But you don't want to. I ain't got shit to lose because I ain't got shit anyway. Understand me. So I can say what the fuck I feel. And that's how the fuck I feel. For real. I bet you that little fucker ain't got no handcuffs on. I bet you though. How much you wanna bet? I bet $100 that little bastard ain't got no handcuffs on. Where I'm at? Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Please forgive me. Hold on, baby. Okay, hold on. Hold on, y'all. I gotta get my little car together. All right, hold on. No copyright. Yeah, where's our special rights people? Civil rights people? What is you? And this man sitting up in a hospital in motherfucking shackles. And they did it to him. Listen, it's Feel Good Friday. I want y'all to do whatever y'all want to do. Make y'all feel good. I'm your girl, the wife. Gonna wash her clothes. Listen, we need to get on this injustice shit. Don't keep letting our people go through this shit. Where's our civil rights leaders, the ones who talk? Get on it. This is it right here. We need justice. We need justice for that little town of Racine, Wisconsin. Well, mother lost her son far too soon. Tyrese West is another case floating out there. It's several other cases floating out there that they need some justice as well. It's more cases than we know, America. They killing us like dogs in the streets all over the world and trying to cover it up and trying to say we want the race war. We don't want the race war. You bastards want the race war. We just trying to live. That's all we want to do. We don't bother nobody. Shit, some of us go to work and come home. That's our only fucking activity. But you won't let us do that now, would you? Let's get justice for them Latino Americans at that borderline getting separated from their families, raped, starved, all kind of shenanigans going on, y'all. Let's get justice. It's power in voting. Let's vote. Let's show up and show out. Let's get Mr. Man up out of here. He don't give a fuck about what happens to us. He really don't really give a fuck about what happened to you. And listen, y'all, white people, y'all acting like Trump is so good. He'll betray y'all asses too. I bet you he took care. Him, he done sold a few motherfucking government secrets too. I bet you that motherfucker, after he get out of the presidency, after he get out, stop from being a president, that motherfucker finna be Scott Rich. I'm telling you, he done stole some documents. Shit, why wouldn't he? You know how much money that shit is worth on the black market? Just a little food for thought today on this feel good Friday, allegedly. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Look at him. He look like he finna start something. I'm gonna pray. Lord Jesus, please shield me. Those of you who forms weapons against me shall not prosper. I'm finna get out this car. And if this man say something crazy to me, I believe I'ma have the power to keep on walking. God is good when all the time. It's Feel Good Friday, y'all. Y'all do whatever y'all want to make y'all feel good, baby. Listen, thank you, Californians, for keeping your masks on. I appreciate you. Please keep your mask on. We're doing fabulous. It's Feel Good Friday. Thank you, y'all, and have a blessed day. Listen, peace and love. All right, has anybody told y'all they love you today? Because if they didn't, your girl, the why, loves you. I do. Love you. All right? And remember, without you, there's no me, baby. I can't make this thing without you. You understand me? Hear me and hear me loud. I love y'all. And I appreciate y'all giving me a little bit of y'all time, lending me y'all ear. I really appreciate you. I really do. All right, it's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Peace and love. Should I see y'all tomorrow? The grind is real. I'm out. Oh, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, pray it out. I'm out.